Hope is with me. We're talking show business. Hello to you again, Claudine.
Hello.
Tell me about our special guest that we've got on the phone, if you would, please.
Oh, well, I'm super excited about this because Les Mis, do you know, this is one of the biggest musicals in the world. It's been going for 36 years. There's about 70 million people that have seen it.
70 million, eh? Oh, at all.
Yeah, you know, just a few. But it, as I say, it's one of the biggest musicals in the world, and it's a stage adaptation of Victor Hugo's 1962 novel. Now, it had a short run in Paris, but Cameron Mackintosh heard the soundtrack and decided to produce an English language version.
All right, okay.
So this opened in 1985, and it's had three runs on Broadway and 8 Tony Awards. It's toured all over the world.
Yeah.
It has some of the hit songs. I mean, if you're into musicals, which, as you know, I am, it has some of the hit songs I Dreamed a Dream, Castle on a Cloud, another of my faves, and it's here at the Empire Theatre.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm super excited because we have Katie Hall, who plays, big cast member, plays the part of Fantine.
Oh, right, okay.
So she's joining
us. Katie joins us. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Morning, Katie. So, Katie, is it, you mentioned you have a daughter. Is your daughter on tour with you?
Is she
coming with
you?
Oh, that's wonderful. It's hard, though, as well. I mean, touring is hard as it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's you and your bag and your digs. But with a newborn baby as well, it must be really, really hard for you.
Like you, it's incredibly tough. I'm really pleased that I'm doing it, and I'm really lucky to have brilliant support from my family and from my husband, and I've got a brilliant nanny who's helping us here, who I absolutely couldn't do it without. But yeah, it's really tough.
Not that this show needs selling to anybody, but if somebody was like, hey, hang on a sec, like myself, I've never actually seen Les Miserables.
Yeah.
If you were selling it to anybody listening today, what would you say to them?
Well, the thing that is so wonderful about Les Mis, there's many things, but it's particularly, I think, the fact that everybody can connect with a certain character in the story. They're very relatable. Everybody's got kind of a storyline that you can connect with at some point. And the way that the music sort of tells the story and the whole, so our show is sung through. There's no spoken dialogue. There's like the odd word, but we sing everything. And the way that the music takes you on the journey through the story is just—it's just like nothing else, really. There's nothing else that can compare with it, I don't think.
Katie, sorry, could you tell us a little bit? I know you're explaining about the musical. Can you tell us where it's set, just so people get an idea of, you know, what it is they're coming to see? Because it's not a modern type musical.
No, it's set in various different. It's set in various different parts of France, and the range of time that it's set between, it spans about, oh god, I mean, I suppose it must span like 20 or 30 years, the story. I can't remember the exact dates in my head, but yeah, it's set in the French Revolution, so it's not kind of a modern story, as you say.
Yeah, got it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Katie. Right. See you tomorrow. I'm coming to watch
Cheers
it tomorrow.
See you.
Okay, bye.
All right.